49 makes sense. 49 a month in 2026. Here's a respectful builder to creator map of who Premiere is still right for, who it isn't, and the five tools that actually replace it for short form creators. Overview. Premiere built the muscle. Now you need the cardio. Overview. That's the whole thesis of this post, and I'm going to defend it for the next 3,800 words, respectfully, specifically, and with the receipts on the table. Premiere Pro is a real tool. A generation of editors learned the craft on its timeline. I'm not here to trash Adobe. I'm here to tell you when the math turns against you. Overview. It's 2026. $49 a month for Premiere, depending on which tier you signed up for. Costbench, April 2026. Temperstack, 2026. You're shipping 3 reels a week. You opened the application. You stared at the bin. You closed it. You opened CapCut. You felt a little ashamed. Don't. Tools have purposes. The question isn't whether Premiere is good. It is. The question isn't whether Premiere is yours in 2026. Let's run the rep. 1. What Premiere built. Before we talk about who should leave, let's be honest about what Premiere built. 1. What Premiere built. Premiere taught a generation how to cut. The Razor tool, the Ripple delete, the J cut and the L cut, the dual monitor source program layout that became muscle memory for every working editor between 2010 and 2025. We owe it that. I've watched students go from I can't even import a clip to I just cut a wedding film inside Premiere because the muscle was honest. Every action mapped to a glyph. Every glyph mapped to a keyboard shortcut. Every shortcut to a finished frame. 1. What Premiere built. Premiere is also the lingua franca of professional post. Editors talk to colorists in Premiere. Colorists send notes back through Premiere. Sound designers receive AAFs from Premiere. Networks deliver to Premiere. When the assistant editor at A24 hands the dailies to the lead editor on a feature, the assembly lives in a Premiere project file. That ecosystem is real, and it took 20 years to build. 1. What Premiere built. Those are cheap shots from people who never finished a real piece of work in it. Premiere is professional infrastructure for professional post-production, and if that's your job, this post is not for you. Close the tab, go cut something nice. 1. What Premiere built. The rest of you, the creators who somehow ended up paying for professional infrastructure to make a 90-second TikTok, let's keep going. 2. The pricing. In May 2026, the math by use case. Here's what Adobe charges in April 2026, verbatim from two pricing aggregators. 2. The pricing. In May 2026, the math by use case. $99 per month per Temperstack. 2. The pricing. In May 2026, the math by use case. The median customer pays $297 per year, according to Costbench's data from 155 verified transactions. 49, you're paying $116 more per year than the median Premiere customer. The flexibility is costing you $100. 2. The pricing. In May 2026, the math by use case. That's the surface number. Now want it against use case. 2. The pricing. In May 2026, the math by use case. The wedding videographer. 2. The pricing. In May 2026, the math by use case. You shoot a wedding once a month. You spend 3 weekends cutting it. Premiere is the right tool. Multicam, 4K, color grading, mastered audio, FCP XML handoff to your colorist if you have one. $88 a year and billing the client $3,500 to $8,000 per wedding. The math is fine. Stay. 2. The pricing. In May 2026, the math by use case. The brand content freelancer. 2. The pricing. In May 2026, the math by use case. You cut 4 to 6 client deliverables a month. Half of them go to social, half to in-store screens.
Pre-proj files, your edit bay collaborators expect to open your bins. The project lives for a year of revision rounds. Stay. 2. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. The 3 reels a week creator. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. You record on your phone or a mirrorless. You cut vertical. You ship the same day, or you don't ship at all. You will never, in the lifetime of this account, open a multicam sync. You will never deliver to a network. You will never receive an AAF from a sound designer named Greg. You are paying for infrastructure you don't use. 2. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. $88 a year for a tool whose primary value proposition, the professional ecosystem, you don't touch. $77 per video in software cost alone. That's not insane, but it's not free either. And the time cost of staying in a heavy NLE workflow when your output is short form is the real wedge. 2. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. The podcast clipper. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. You record an hour, you ship 5 clips. Premiere's transcript tools have gotten better, but you're stretching the application past its center of gravity. You don't need bins. You don't need ingest. You need speak the line, find the line, cut the line. We'll get to who owns that lane in a minute. It's Descript, mostly. 2. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. The I learned Premiere because YouTube told me to creator. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. This is the one I want to look in the eye. You're a year into making videos. You watched the Casey Neistat tutorial. You bought the Creative Cloud subscription because Casey did. You spend half your edit time fighting the app. Wrong sequence settings, mislinked media, the cache folder ate your disk. You've never cracked the multicam panel. You've never used a J-cut deliberately. You're doing what amounts to a three-clip cut and a music bed, but you're doing it in a tool built for Stranger Things. 2. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. You don't have a Premiere problem. You have a matching the tool to the work problem. That's a tool problem, and it's the kind we solve. 2. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. The hidden cost, hardware and time. The pricing in May 2026. The math by use case. There's a line item Adobe's pricing page won't show you, the machine. Premiere is a hungry application. The official system spec assumes 16 gigabytes of RAM, a dedicated GPU, and a fast SSD scratch disk. In practice, creators tell me they replace their laptops a year sooner than they planned because Premiere's preview started stuttering on 4K footage. A new MacBook Pro is $1,999. Amortize that over 3 years, and the tool cost goes up by another $55 a month. The aggregator pages don't surface that. Only Vagon hints at it when they describe Resolve as requires high-performance hardware, and the same critique applies to Premiere. Then there's time. Premiere's startup to first cut overhead. Launch the app, mount the project, link the media, build the proxies, set the sequence, is conservatively 5 minutes on a healthy rig and 20 on a sluggish one. If you're shipping daily short form, that's 2.5 hours a week you spend waiting for an application to be ready. Multiply by 52, that's 130 hours a year of staring at a loading bar. Premiere isn't doing this to be rude. It's doing this because the application was designed for sessions that last 6 hours, not 6 minutes. You're using a hammer to put in a thumbtack. 3. Who Premiere is genuinely for in 2026? Let me be specific so I'm not arguing against a straw man. Who Premiere is genuinely for in 2026?
Premiere is genuinely the right tool if... 3. Who Premiere is genuinely for in 2026? 1. Cut multicam dramas, narrative shorts, or weddings with three or more camera angles syncing to a single timecode. Multicam in Premiere is a mature, well-keyboarded workflow. Nothing in the AI editor category matches it. Not us, not anyone. 2. Deliver to a broadcast or streaming pipeline with technical specs, loudness, color space, container, that require precise control. Premiere's master settings handle this. The drag-and-drop tier of editors doesn't. 3. Pre-project to Resolve, the sound designer receives an AAF, and final mastering happens in another Adobe app like Audition or After Effects. The whole handoff chain assumes Premiere is one of the stops. 4. Work in a long-form format, feature documentary, episodic series, long-form YouTube essays over 30 minutes, where you live inside a project for weeks. The cost of learning Premiere amortizes over the project length. 5. Use After Effects daily for motion graphics and need round-tripping with Dynamic Link. Round-tripping is real. We don't have it. DaVinci has Fusion, Premiere has After Effects. That's an Adobe-shaped advantage. 3. Who Premiere is genuinely for in 2026? $49 a month is the cheapest piece of your production. Stop reading and go cut something. 4. Who Premiere isn't for in 2026? Now the reverse list. Premiere is the wrong tool if you. 4. Who Premiere isn't for in 2026? 1. Ship more than 2 short-form videos per week and don't deliver any of them to a broadcast spec. The application startup time alone, open Premiere, wait for the bin to mount, wait for the cache to warm, wait for the proxies, eats more of your day than the actual edit. 2. Edit on your phone, your iPad, your couch, or your subway commute. Premiere has Premiere Rush, which is fine, but Rush is a separate product with a separate file format, and the round trip isn't seamless. If mobile is part of your real workflow, Premiere's desktop-first design is fighting you. 3. Want to talk to your edit. Describe what you want, watch it happen. Premiere has Firefly's Quick Cut now, per the Neurons explainer, but it's a panel inside an app built for clicking. The application still expects you to drive. We built Vibe Chopper because the application should drive once you tell it where to go. 4. Don't have multicam, color grading, or AAF delivery in your actual workflow. If you can't name a Premiere feature you used last month that you genuinely miss, the tool isn't earning its keep. 5. Spend more time configuring sequence settings than cutting. This is a sign. The tool is heavier than the work. 6. Get burned out at 1 a.m. because the application demands you click 500 times to do what a one-sentence brief could describe. 4. Who Premiere isn't for in 2026? That last one isn't a feature complaint. It's a life complaint. Burnout isn't a character flaw. It's a tool problem. We've written about that in our burnout post, and the math from the Creator Economy's 2026 report is unforgiving. 62% of full-time creators report burnout. The single biggest time sink, editing. Heavy NLE editing.
the kind Premiere is built for. 4. Who Premiere isn't for in 2026. If you do broadcast work, that's the cost of the craft. If you do TikTok, that's the cost of the wrong tool. 5. The five-way map. Here's the honest comparison. 5 tools, 3 questions each. Premiere, DaVinci Resolve, CapCut Pro, Descript, and Vibe Chopper. 5. The five-way map. Adobe Premiere Pro. 5. The five-way map. $49 a month, cost bench. Best 4. Multicam, broadcast, narrative, color-graded long form, agency post-production handoff. Weak spot for short-form creators. Subscription cost, startup overhead, no native chat-driven editing. Mobile is a separate product.
The five-way map. DaVinci Resolve 5. The five-way map. Price? Free for the standard version, $295 one time for DaVinci Resolve Studio, per Vagon's Roundup and PlayPlay's comparison. Best 4? Color grading. Full stop. Nobody touches Resolve's color page. Indie filmmakers cutting on a budget? Anyone whose final frame quality is determined by how the image grades. Weak spot for short-form creators? The application is a colorist's tool first, and an editor's tool second. If you're trying to cut a reel between meetings, Resolve is asking you to study. We wrote a whole post on this. DaVinci Resolve is not hard, but it's wrong for most creators in 2026. 5. The five-way map. CapCut Pro 5. The five-way map. $99 a month after the Jan 2026 price hike. Punica Web. Best 4. Template-driven short form. Speed. Mobile-first workflow. The TikTok or Reels creator who wants a look without building it. Weak spot. Templates are not edits. They're costumes. Also, the price doubled, and the formerly free features, auto captions, background removal, 1080p export, are paywalled. Lots of creators are migrating. That's its own post. 5. The five-way map. Descript 5. The five-way map. Price, from $24 a month for the creator tier. Verify on Descript's pricing page before quoting in client work. Prices shift quarterly. Best 4. Transcript-driven editing. Podcasts, talking heads, anything where the words are the primary edit surface. If you can edit by deleting sentences in a Google Doc, Descript is uncanny. Weak spot, when the edit you want isn't delete word 47, but make this section feel anxious, transcript editing stalls. Music, pacing, B-roll, mood, these live outside the transcript. We compared the two interfaces head-to-head, Descript vs. Vibe Chopper, when text-based editing hits its ceiling. 5. The five-way map. Vibe Chopper 5. The five-way map. Price, free tier, paid tiers for higher render minutes and team features. Best 4, chat-driven and voice-driven editing. Creators who want to describe the cut and watch it happen. Trim, split, transition, overlay, polish, voiceover. Short form, daily reels, subway commute edits. The 30 minutes a day creator routine. Weak spot, and I'm not going to lie about this, Vibe Chopper is not the right tool for multicam dramas, color-critical narrative work, or professional dailies handoff. We don't have a colorist's grading panel. We don't sync 4 cameras to timecode. If you're cutting a music video for a record label and the director needs frame-accurate color round trip with Resolve, you're not our customer yet. Premiere is. We respect that. 5. The five-way map. That's the five-way map. That would be a lie. I said Premiere is the right tool for some work and the wrong tool for other work, and here are 5 tools that occupy specific lanes, and you pick the one that matches the lane you're driving in. 5. The five-way map. PlayPlay's competitor Roundup names 10 alternatives, Vagon's names 6, peer-to-peer marketing lists Movavi, CapCut, Filmora, Shotcut, iMovie, and Resolve. All of those tools are real. The answer is the tool that fits the work you ship. 6. The decision tree, when to switch. Here's the tree I'd walk a creator down. 6. The decision tree, when to switch. Question 1. Are you cutting daily short form? 6. The decision tree, when to switch. No. Question 2. Yes. Question 3. 6. The decision tree, when to switch. Question 2. Multicam, broadcast, or narrative delivery. 6. The decision tree, when to switch. Yes, stay on Premiere. You're using the tool for what it was built for. $49 is the cheapest line item on your project budget. No, you might be on DaVinci Resolve, or you might be over-tooling yourself. Read on. 6. The decision tree.
Question 3. Do you need chat or voice to draft your cut? 6. The decision tree. When to switch. Yes. Vibe Chopper. If your edit lives in your head and your hands hate the timeline, this is the lane. No. Question 4. 6. The decision tree. When to switch. Question 4. Do you live in a transcript? 6. The decision tree. When to switch. Yes. Descript. Transcript as primary interface is their whole bet, and they're good at it. Podcast clippers, talking head creators, vlog cutters, Descript earns its keep. No. Question 5. 6. The decision tree. When to switch. Question 5. Is your budget under $25 a month? 6. The decision tree. When to switch. Yes. CapCut, template first. Or Vibe Chopper, chat first. CapCut owns the template aesthetic.
Vibe Chopper owns the conversation. Pick the one that matches how you make decisions. No, you're back in Premier or Resolve territory. Both are real options. 6. The decision tree. That tree isn't going to satisfy anyone who wants a single X is better than Y verdict. I'm not selling that verdict. $49 a month for a tool they don't use the muscle of? 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. So you're a Premier user. You've decided your work doesn't need what Premier is for. You want to try Vibe Chopper or Resolve or Descript or CapCut. Here's how you leave clean. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. Export your Premier project as FCPXML. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. Premier can export to FCPXML, which is the open interchange format originally built for Final Cut Pro X. From Premier, File Export Final Cut Pro XML. FCPXML file with your timeline, clip in-out points, transitions, and audio levels preserved. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. FCPXML is the universal handshake of the editing world. DaVinci Resolve imports it, Final Cut Pro imports it, we import it. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. Or export an EDL for the deepest archive. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. EDL Edit Decision List is the oldest portable timeline format in the business. It's a plain text file that describes each cut as a reel, an endpoint, an outpoint, and a destination. It's not pretty. It's not feature-rich. It will still be readable in 50 years when whatever subscription you signed up for is dead. From Premiere, File Export EDL. EDL file that any ALE on the planet can ingest. Bring the timeline into Vibe Chopper. Vibe Chopper exports 6 formats from day one. MP4, MOV, WebM, Generic XML, FCPXML, and EDL. And the FCPXML and EDL paths are built specifically so your timeline isn't trapped. 10. EDL with non-drop frame timecode. If you ever decide chat-driven editing isn't your lane and you want to round-trip back into Premiere, your timeline goes with you. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. We wrote a whole post on the export surface, export for anywhere, MP4, FCPXML, EDL, WebM, because portability was a feature we built before we shipped the AI chat. The cut belongs to the creator, not to the application that drew it. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. Archive your media. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. Before you cancel any subscription, archive the raw media. Move your source clips to an external SSD or a cloud bucket. Don't trust any application, Premiere, Vibe Chopper, anyone, to be the only place your originals live. Tools change. Files don't have to. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. Keep one trial month overlap.
Migration. How to leave without losing anything. Don't cancel Premiere the same day you start a Vibe Chopper trial. Run them in parallel for one full billing cycle. Cut one project in each. The point isn't to A/B test the applications. The point is to make sure your existing client commitments aren't disrupted by a tool change mid-revision. 49. Cost bench. The cost of telling a client I lost your project file because I migrated tools is unbounded. Pay the overlap. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. Don't migrate during a delivery week. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. The other rule, don't switch tools the week a deliverable is due. Pick a quiet week. Between projects, between client rounds, between months. Cut a personal piece on the new tool first. Learn the lanes. Then bring client work over. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. The migration flow. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. Here's the rep. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. 1. Export FCPXML from Premiere. 2. Archive raw media to external storage. 3. Open Vibe Chopper. Start a project. Upload your raw media. 4. Open the AI chat. Describe the cut you want. 5. Watch it cut. Adjust by chat. Polish. 6. Export from Vibe Chopper. Back to FCPXML, EDL, or finished MP4. Your call. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. If you don't like it after one project, you've lost 10 minutes and learned a new tool. 88 a year, and keep all your timelines portable forever. 7. Migration. How to leave without losing anything. The verdict, such as it is. I told you at the top, Premiere built the muscle. Now you need the cardio. The verdict, such as it is. What that means, Premiere is the heavyweight in the gym. If you're training for a powerlifting competition, a feature, a multicam wedding, a broadcast deliverable, an agency cut, load the bar, lift heavy. Premiere will spot you. The verdict, such as it is. But most of you aren't training for a powerlifting competition. Most of you are doing the equivalent of a daily run, 3 reels a week, a morning vlog, a subway commute cut on the way home. You don't need heavyweights for that. You need a pair of running shoes and a route.
The cardio is fast, repeatable, and it doesn't wreck your back. The verdict, such as it is. It is. The verdict, such as it is. If yes, stay. We respect the lift. The verdict, such as it is. If no, try the cardio. Drop a shoot into Vibe Chopper. Describe the cut. Watch what happens. If you hate it, you've lost 10 minutes, and your timeline is still portable as FCP XML. If you love it, you've found your lane. The verdict, such as it is. You shot it. You've got a story in your head. The cut is already there. You just need an instrument that fits the music. The verdict, such as it is. Reps in, reps out. Make the next one ship. The verdict, such as it is. Garlis,